stand by while NCLA cuts through the noise to signal abuse of administrative power. This is Administrative Static with Mark Chenoweth and John Vecchione.
Welcome back to Administrative Static, and now I'm joined by my colleague Andrew Morris to discuss an amicus brief that NCLA has filed in Allstate's Refractory Contractors, LLC, v. Julie A. Sue, as Acting Secretary of Labor et al. So what's going on in this case, Andy?
Well, good morning, John. In this case, we filed an amicus brief in support of a challenge to the Occupational Safety and Health Act of 1970, not because we're against occupational safety and health, but because in this statute, Congress gave excessively broad authority to OSHA, who executes the statute. And as I'll get to the language, basically telling OSHA could do whatever it considered reasonable in the whole world of workplace safety without Congress being involved again. So this is a matter of it's a constitutional question because it's a matter of what in constitutional law they consider delegation. How much can Congress hand off? The case is about how broadly Congress can it applies to all sorts of cases because it's a matter of how broadly Congress can address an important public policy question or a part of the economy by simply handing the whole thing off to an agency and saying, agency, you make whatever laws you consider reasonable, kind of necessary in this area. And the constitutional problem is the Constitution limits the amount of power Congress can delegate. It can't just hand off its work to someone else. That's involves what's called the non-delegation doctrine, which is the line on what Congress can delegate. And this case is a good example. This case kind of tees it up because in 1970, which was the heyday of a lot of these kind of laws being created, Congress passed a law, and I wrote it down to make sure I've got it straight, but they said that when OSHA was created that year, they said to OSHA, you can make basically any rules you like that you consider, quote, reasonably necessary or appropriate to provide, skipping a couple words, safe places of employment. So whatever you consider reasonable for safe employment, OSHA, you know, go to town. And that was 54 years ago. That applies to every workplace in America. So it's a remarkably broad set of powers, which takes us back to the constitutional problem, which is in the Constitution, laws are made by Congress. In fact, the very first sentence of rules in the Constitution is, you know, says all legislative powers are vested in Congress, shall be vested in Congress. And so Congress has got to make the laws. That's the limit we're trying to, we're supporting the enforcement of.
And what happened below? So all states, refractory contractors, OSHA fined them, right, or did something to them?
Yeah. And there's a challenge that OSHA exceeded its power by making certain rules. And the court, the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, the Court of Appeals involved looked at the statute and looked at the laws addressing congressional delegation and said, we don't really see any limits in the way the laws worked. Now, there were limits for the first 150 years or so of our history, starting with the New Deal when a lot of things changed. Starting with the Supreme Court, stopped drawing a line. And so where the law stands, in our view and in my view, is that where there used to be a line somewhere, and I won't get into explaining where it was, but there were cases where the Supreme Court said, Congress, you handed off too much power. You've got to give more guidance. There are no more of those cases. And so we're at one extreme end where there really are no limits in Supreme Court and other law about what Congress can hand
it's
off.
Basically, Congress saying, go legislate and execute.
Yes, and go legislate, figure out what you want to do and do it.
Right.
And then enforce against people.
And who is this in? Has Supreme Court taken this case, or are we urging them to?
And we're still at the urging stage.
Okay.
It's still on petition for. We still at the urging stage. Let me make sure that's right. That's correct. And so, the decision is whether, is whether we think this is a good opportunity for the Supreme Court to look and say, well, no, there is a line somewhere. So this is not, we think they're at one extreme. And in fact, because they're at one extreme, a number of members of the court have indicated in various decisions of the last few years, you know what, we got to reestablish a line somewhere.
Right.
And limit what these agencies do. To give a little context about why we think it's important, and I think it's kind of misunderstood by the public, is reaction to some of these cases is that, this is anti-agency. You don't like workplace safety. But I'd put it a different way, which is really our position, which is make Congress decide, is a very pro-democratic position. There's a lot of talk, as you know, these days about pro-democracy and who's pro-democracy. And the view that we advocate here is that the voters should have a say about this and Congress should decide these things.
Well, there's also, you know, they you don't want to regulate a business out of existence. And putting no governors on this does do that. And I think what you just said about bad perception is that Gundy case where four of the justices said, yeah, we got to do something, but we don't know what. Yeah. And then Alito says, no, that was a case about putting – I think child molesters on a list of, but it wasn't the sort of case.
Right. No, that's a very good point.
Where it was not like people were going, I don't know what it's not so much what they've done. The issue was Congress just said, go do what you want. And so the test has always been, I guess they say there's a test. They say it's the Congress has to give the agencies an intelligible principle.
Right, which has turned out to mean nothing.
Nothing.
It turned out to be a dead letter, as Justice Kagan wrote at one point before she got on the bench, that this means nothing. And again, so we're at one extreme end. This is not a matter of there's really no limit on what Congress can do. And it's a very – and you make a great point about the earlier cases. Each case seems to come up in a context where the reaction is, what, you're against workplace safety? And this is a matter of who decides. It's not a matter of the policy. It's a matter of the branch that the Constitution says should decide and that responds to the voters should decide. And that Congress can pass the same law. But the argument is it should be Congress and not and to go on about it a little bit, it intersects very interestingly with a lot of current issues we see in the news. There's a lot of complaints about why are these kind of people in Congress these days? Why doesn't Congress spend more time looking at laws and legislating and being more serious, less time on social media.
Or Fox, yeah.
And this is one of the reasons in the view of a lot of people, a lot of scholars and commentators, which is, well, Congress can avoid hard questions, it can hand off its work, and it can kind of focus on getting reelected without making hard decisions by handing it off out of the view of the voters. And it would have an effect on Congress, a disciplining effect on Congress, if they had to decide some more of these things. So it is it's a pro-democracy kind of thing, and it also assumes that Congress wouldn't do more if it had to.
Right. And because if there were problems coming up, Congress would be forced to address it by the people. Now they say, that's OSHA's job. It's not my job. And I also think – I just want to go back to Gundy for a second. It was basically 4-4 with Alito saying this isn't a good vehicle, and I always say I always as a justice I always think of Alito like Elwood Blues and the Blues Brothers when he gets the new Blues Brothers mobile, cop shocks, cop tires, cop. You know, that's kind of how I look.
He was not heard that comparison before.
Yeah, he was not got.
Very apt.
I always find that description of Elwood Blues about his car that's kind of Alito's background. So I don't think that was a great vehicle if you wanted his vote. This might be a better vehicle. So. And so we've urged the court to take this case because I don't think they have any non-delegation cases on their docket.
This is the only one, only significant one they have. That's right. And this is a, in our view and others' view, this is a good one because it's a pretty clean example of couldn't get much more broad punting of an issue than saying we've created OSHA. OSHA, go forth and. You know, you don't have to get back to us. Just, you know, Congress has an oversight role and so forth. That basically, the charge to OSHA is decide what you think is reasonable for safety in the workplace, and you can make whatever rules you like.
And I also think there's another issue that's not in this case, but I saw who Julie Sue hasn't
the Secretary of Labor.
Yeah, they turned her down.
Or that the acting Secretary.
The Senate turned her down to be put in that position. I think because one of her rules on non-competes, I forget what it was, but it was something that they didn't like that she'd done in California.
There's been a long saga with her that I'm not up to speed on necessarily at this point. A long saga with her pre-Washington involvement.
So I know she didn't get confirmed, but they've put her back in nomination. So maybe there'll be no issue with it. But OSHA reports to the Department of Labor. It's a part of it.
Right. It's one of numerous agencies in the Department of Labor. Remarkable number. That's right. So she's the Secretary of Labor. That's why she's the nominal defendant in this case. And OSHA is one agency.
So in
the department.
So they filed a cert petition. The government may not put in any opposition, right? They don't have to. They can just wait to see.
They could. That is conceivable.
Do you expect it, or what do you think?
I think that for this case, I would expect that. I would think that's surprising. I would think they'd oppose it. This case is interesting for many reasons, and this issue is very important to the government. And it fits. It's interesting for many reasons. Some topical, some go back a long way. I mean, there's just this longstanding view. Among some views that are ascendant now, that defenders of the administrative state, that the electorate really isn't up to deciding a lot of issues. And this goes back to Woodrow Wilson beginning the administrative state, that these complicated issues should be handed off by Congress. And the voters really don't need to be involved, and that's why you hear experts. And so this fits into that whole debate. The trade-offs involved and costs and other values involved in how we do things, voters aren't really up to that. So there's a strong defense, and I wouldn't be surprised if this administration steps up to defend it, to say, hey, are you taking this away from the experts? You know, why would you do that?
Well, I think you explained why, and I thank you for being on the program, and
thank you, John.
We'll be following this.
All right, thanks.